Well, all the numbers said that the Pittsburgh Penguins should beat the Calgary Flames on Saturday afternoon. The Penguins had won six in a row. The Flames had lost four in a row. The Flames came to town with the worst road record in the NHL, but the Flames got the first goal of the game, just 2:33 into it, and that was by Connor Zary. That 1-0 lead lasted into the second period until Evgeny Malkin and Igor Chinnikov, just put on a line with Ben Kindle, scored a beautiful goal to tie the game at one.
Under 11 to play in the second period. Penguins still down by a goal. Ryan Shea cuts off a stretch pass but coughs it right up to Klapka. He gets thrown down to the ice by Malkin as Crosby got the puck to Chinnikov. He's in the flame zone. Malkin to Chinnikov. They score! The new look line as Malkin feeds Chinnikov, and he's got his second with the Pens. That ties this game up halfway through the second.
So the game was tied going to the third period, and at just 42 seconds of the third, Matt Coronato scored for Calgary to make it 2-1, and the Penguins, despite pulling their goaltender and doing everything they could to try to tie the game, couldn't make it happen, and they fall to the Flames by a score of 2-1. The Penguins outshot the Flames 28-25. It was a pretty evenly played game, though the Flames played about as good a defensive brand of hockey as we've seen at PPG Paints Arena this year. Once again, the final, Calgary 2 and the Penguins 1. Next up for the Penguins, the Boston Bruins for a 5 o'clock start in Boston on Sunday evening. This is Paul Steigerwald for the Penguins Radio Network. The Pittsburgh Penguins' six-game winning streak has come to an end at the hands of the Calgary Flames, and now they'll try to get back on the winning track on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. in Boston against the Bruins. We'll have the game for you beginning with a pregame show at 4, beginning with a pregame show at 4:30. The Pens and the Bees from Beantown, right here on the Penguins Radio Network.